It's called the Rixos Hotel in Tripoli, but is it really a hotel? Perhaps better description is cage. As we speak, the Rixos is the home, dubious home, for about 36 reporters. Really a prison. It's in one part of the city that we know remains in the hands of pro-Gaddafi forces. And the journalists there are effectively under lock and key. They're not being allowed to leave. There are armed guards at the doors and in the corridors of the hotel.
And the experience of the journalists mirrors what Rana was telling us in Libya is for a lot of the civilians.
Absolutely.
In Tripoli as well. There's been a crackdown throughout this period of time.
Absolutely.
The rebels may look free, but not necessarily the people and these journalists in Tripoli.
Although the journalists, to some extent, are being used as hostages. Those trapped inside include staff working for the Associated Press, Britain's television network, ITN, CNN, and former U.S. Congressman Walter Fauntroy. This morning, Matthew Price, reporter for our partner, the BBC, has been talking about how desperate things have gotten inside the Rixos.
This is day five now of what you may be able to call the siege of the Rixos Hotel. It's a desperate situation for about 35 foreign nationals here. Brits, Americans, there's a US congressman here, there's an Indian parliamentarian here. And the situation deteriorated massively overnight when it became clear that we were unable to leave the hotel of our own free will. And were roaming around the corridors. Some of them seemed trained professional Gaddafi soldiers. Snipers were on the roof. We believe there are still snipers on the roof of the hotel, and effectively our movements are curtailed.
That's Matthew Price, reporter for our partner, the BBC. Obviously concerned about safety there. All the organizations these journalists represent are making efforts to find a way to peacefully resolve the standoff. And for those who've tried to leave, here's Matthew Price again talking about what happened when one of his colleagues attempted to do just that.
The ITN cameraman just had an AK-47 pulled on him. A guard approached him and pushed him back, pointing the gun towards him. He is okay. That ended amicably, that moment of tension. But still, there's a huge amount of apprehension and nervousness amongst the journalists stuck here. It's desperately hard to see how we get out at this stage.
The Rixos once boasted of going the extra mile to make guests feel privileged. It would send flowers rather than armed guards to people's rooms, provide fast cars, even helicopters at a moment's notice. But as this situation continues, the remaining guests have been reduced to raiding cabinets for food and water.
Running out. Drinking water and food certainly running out. The electricity is on in parts of the hotel, but in terms of running water in the hotel and the sanitation here, look, it's not yet at crisis point, and hopefully this will be resolved before it is. But it's getting pretty miserable here, and you can only imagine the sort of tension which the foreigners here, the journalists here, find themselves feeling at the moment. One of my colleagues, the BBC cameraman here, said that for every bit of good news we seem to get, we were then knocked back by another bit of bad news. There's been moments where we've thought that we're on the verge of getting out of here, and then all of a sudden we find out it's just not possible.
Voices from the Rixos Hotel there in Tripoli, a tense hotel in the middle of it all, like other hotels in conflict zones, the Al Rashid in Baghdad, the Holiday Inn in Sarajevo. We wish the reporters in the Rixos Hotel well.